Amen. Come on, somebody. Would you clap your hands and thank the Lord? Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I said, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Do you feel His presence already? Let's lift our hands right now and begin to magnify the name of Jesus. Yes, we use our voice right now to magnify Your name, oh God. You are great and greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, Your name is to be praised. Would you right now maybe put your hand on the person next to you if it's appropriate? Would you just pray with them right now that God Almighty will reach down and touch us collectively in the name of the Lord Jesus. Right now, oh God, we're linked up. We all have different things going on in our life, but we have expectation that You will move, that You will do great things. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Every say in Jesus' name, let's worship the Lord in song today.
God, we Even when you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop 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 working. You never stop.
Oh, we call you
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Oh, we call you
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Oh, that is who you are.
Because I believe God is at work.
Oh,
amen. Go ahead. Let's link up as family units. Yes, Jesus. If you don't have family here, fine. Let's make up families. We're the family of God. Yes, Jesus. Sister Marshall, Sister Mary, could you go back and pray with Sister Helen? I mean, just link up with her. How about that? Woo, my God. Yes, yes. You know the situation. Others may not, but God does. You know what's going on, and you're fighting in your mind, in your heart. Others may not, but God does. Right now, would you just lift a hand to heaven and begin to pray right now, Lord Jesus. This certainly is the house of God, and this is the gateway of heaven. I pray it right now that this will be the house of God, and this will be the gateway to heaven. I pray it, Jesus. I pray it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray, God, move in every family, move in every My, the Spirit of God is in this place. The Spirit of God is in this place. The presence of God is moving.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, you are in this place. He's at work, folks. When you don't even think he's working, he's behind the scenes. It's like what Bishop Stark preached last week. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are a blessed people. The Spirit of God is once again moving. And I find in Scripture that whenever, even in the beginning, the presence of God, the Spirit, the Bible says that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. That whenever he moved, something happened. Anytime his spirit moved, something took place. And I believe right now that the creative works of our Lord is moving in your life. I believe before you even get home, God is going to do the work in Jesus' name. Turn around and give a high five to somebody. Tell them you're happy to see him in the house of God today. I think we had a video planned, but we may just pause that for another moment, brother. We're going to invite our ushers. We're seeing them somewhere. There they are. I don't want to have this drag out, but we're going to ask our ushers that are here, would you just come and give us unto the Lord and take 30 seconds. We're going to keep worshiping the Lord. This is in the presence of God, and so it's another form of worship. We're going to pray, Lord Jesus, bless both the gift and the giver. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say, in Jesus' name. Come and give us unto the Lord. Take about 30 seconds. Let somebody know how happy you are to see him in the house of God. The Spirit of God is here. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are left back there. Are there any left? Or are they all sold out? Mr. Jordan. Two cakes left. Two cakes left. Lemon and red velvet, $15, that's all. Those look like they weigh a ton. Should pay by the ton. It will go towards Mother's Memorial. Next week we'll talk more about that. Mothers, if you haven't received a gift out in the foyer, please see my dear wife. And there's gifts out there. Also, we're collecting things for the yard sale. You can put in our back building here, back in the back parking area. We've got some are unable to be here, and we understand it's Mother's Day, so some are celebrating with mothers, and some are sick, and so we didn't really want them to come around and, you know, share the love. But we want to certainly keep them in prayer. But also, we are so blessed today by the Jason Weir and Alicia Weir family and leading us in worship. And then he's going to get his preach on. If he doesn't, well, you get to go eat sooner. But in the back, there's some merchandise for sale. And I'm sure that you could probably find something. There's watch bands, there's for Apple Watches, there's Brett's, there's all kinds of hair stuff, there's leather bags, what else is there out there? Just knives, ties, journals, so there's all kinds of things. And if, kids, if you haven't bought your mom something for Mama's Day, this is a great opportunity to spend your dad's money. Speaking of the kids, over 100 young people were here on Friday night worshiping the Lord, and God moved in a great way. But what was so impressive, and I sat in the back, not because my youth days are far behind me, but they're surely, I mean, I'm getting my Golden Buckeye card, at least that... information has been coming quite frequently. I don't think I'm ready for it yet. How old you got to be to get a gold Buckeye card? 55? Well, they're trying to get me early. I don't know. But they've been addressing me for, I don't know, the past year. But I sat in the back and parents, teachers, youth team. I tell you what a joy it was. To not just see some of our young people leading in worship and playing and worshiping the Lord, but maybe I'm a little partial, but I don't think I am on this particular thing because I asked more than one person. When the preaching was going forth, the very first people that jumped up on their feet was the Turning Point youth, and I'm thankful for that. No, I'm not trying to judge. I wouldn't certainly judge anybody else, but I am a fruit inspector. No, I'm teasing. But the first ones up raising their hands and shouting hallelujah and amen, and some of the first ones in the altar, even before the preaching began,
yes.
Were Turning Point.
Hallelujah.
We hunger and thirst after righteousness. We are after His presence. Nothing else matters but the presence of Almighty God. Matter of fact, I feel just a sweet presence right here. Could you just lift a hand to heaven? Yes. Oh my God, there's a sweet presence of the Lord in this place. There's a sweet presence of God. Let's just continue that right now. Yes, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
You are the undefeated one. My life and my salvation. With the wicked, my enemies and my foes, they mock me to eat in my flesh. They omnipotent, almighty defender, my victory, my refuge, the one I run to. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough. You are the undefeated one, my light and my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat in my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Omnipotent, almighty defender, my victory, my refuge, the one I run to. You are the God of the breakthrough.
Oh, yes, you are.
Breakthrough. You are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see my way through, I really don't know what to do. I look to you, breakthrough. Walls fall down when I shout through. Strongholds break when I pray through. I'm gonna praise you. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough.
Breakthrough in my
spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I lift and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough, breakthrough.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody ought to let him break through right now. Break through whatever it is that's hindering you. Break through whatever it is that holds you back. Hallelujah. God, would you lift your hands to him one more time? Oh, God, I ask you right now to have your way in this place. Have your way, Lord, in this house. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, he's worthy. Praise the name of Jesus. We are so blessed to be in this house today. Amen. We celebrate our earthly mothers today, but we also should celebrate the church today. Amen. The mother, amen. The bride of Christ. Amen. And it's a great day to serve him. We're so blessed to be in his presence today. And I give honor to Pastor and his family. Amen. Give honor to the mother of this church. Amen. Give honor to. Amen. Having pastored for 12 years, I enjoy churches that give honor to the pastor's wife. Amen. Because I've seen the behind the scenes. Matter of fact, our church only had a pastor a lot of times because of the pastor's wife. because I'd have flew the coop. Amen. But she said, you know. And so I'm thankful. Amen. Thankful for my beautiful wife today. Amen. And all that she does for our family. I feel the Lord has given me a word for this service. Amen. And it has just flown right with everything that has happened so far. Amen. We're so blessed to be here. I will make a disclaimer. If Molly tries to sell you an autograph, don't pay her. She's been selling those autographs. And she made $26 at one church. It was pretty cool. And I told her, I said, Molly, you can't do that. That's just, you know, that's just not right. And then we went to the next church and we went to fill our gas tank. And I reached in a window and said, Molly, how many autographs did you sell today? Use some of that for gas money. So, but we're trying to get her right with the Lord. And they said that family's going to be making doing a live recording. And Molly said, well, I know they'll sell. And I said, how do you know that? She said, because I'm singing on it. And so I feel like that I am just Molly's bookie. You know, they book me, so I'll bring Molly. So. But we're so blessed to be here. Great to see my friends, the Monos from Michigan. So glad that they came down to spend the service with us today. Amen. We love and appreciate them. Amen. What a beautiful presence of the Lord has been in this place. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 31 and 10 said, oh, he's going to do it. He's going to that easy Mother's Day message. Amen. But I do feel like the Lord has give me a word. We'll start in verse number 10. Proverbs chapter 31. Amen. Chapter 31. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to be here. Amen. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all of the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing. And she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue there is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. I want to preach today, going back to verse number 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. I want to preach to you today, and not just to mothers, but I believe to every person in this room. Amen. And to the church especially. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? God, if you'll help me today, your people will be blessed. If this only comes from Jason, Lord, then your people will not be blessed. So I pray, God, that you would take over. I pray that you would speak to your people. I pray, Lord, for your help today in this room as we endeavor to do that which is pleasing to you. Let not a word come out of my mouth, God, that doesn't edify, build up, and strengthen. Let me do the work of an evangelist and be a gift to the church today. I pray, Lord, in your precious name that you would help us in this house. And God, we will give you the praise and all glory will go to you in Jesus' name. God bless you today. You may be seated. Amen. Let me say that for the first weekend of September last year, amen, this was the first place we preached when we yielded ourselves to the transition of God back onto the evangelistic field. And since then, we have seen 48 people baptized in the name of Jesus. Amen. Over 20 people filled with the Holy Ghost. Countless miracles. Amen. God has done tremendous things, and we're thankful. Amen. We're glad to be back here. Amen. This service. I believe this story talks about very in detail about probably women even in this room. It's the classic description of truly a godly woman. Her husband, the Bible says, could trust her. Man, it means something for your husband to be able to trust you. Amen. And it also reflects on your walk with God, that God can trust you. She seeks to bring a good name to herself. She won't do anything to defame her name, but she also seeks to bring that name to her husband. The Bible said that she is industrious. She is not lazy. She's willing to put her hand to the plow and work. She provides for her household. She is generous to those in need. She is adored and praised by her husband, and she fears the Lord. The Bible tells us she's blessed because of the work of her hands, and the great works will outlive her and praise her once she has gone. These are magnificent qualities. These are qualities and I'm sure traits that are pursued and exemplified by many of the honorable ladies and mothers that are here today. But there is a treasure that is found in the very beginning of this glorious discourse of verse number 10. The Bible said, who can find a virtuous woman? With the probing question in mind on this Mother's Day, I would ask you who could find a virtuous woman. Perhaps I have done a disservice. And perhaps for years I have misapplied and misrepresented and misinterpreted the word virtuous in this text. I am almost certain that we have to a degree. I have always translated that word to mean that she is a pure woman. She is a holy woman. She is clean and righteousness without stain or blemish. I have thought of virtue to represent that. And though I am certain that I was not necessarily wrong in my interpretation, that in that conclusion I can find that there is also a deeper meaning of that word that opens entirely new doors of revelation. The word virtuous in this text comes from a Hebrew word, and it is orete, which means excellence, heroic, having valor, powerful, and exercising dominion. It also means to be warrior-like. With this in mind, I pose the question one more time. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a excellent woman? A warrior-like mother? A heroic woman? A woman that is full of valor and will exercise power and dominion over the adversary? That is a virtuous woman. Heaven is in search today of a woman that'll be a warrior, a woman that'll be a prayer warrior, a woman that'll have dominion over the spirits in her home. Who can find a virtuous woman? I believe that heaven is looking for a woman in this room today that is not afraid to take dominion over the spirits and the legions of hell. A woman that has got unshakable faith, unwavering confidence. A woman of consistent prayer and unyielding righteousness to God. I want somebody to hear me right now. God is is looking for somebody that will arise and say, I'm going to be a warrior of prayer. I'm going to be a warrior of worship. I'm going to be a warrior of commitment. I'm going to be a warrior of dedication. Who can find a virtuous woman? Haramasotoya. A woman who carries within herself the power of an almighty God. The word virtuous is only used 3 times in the entire Bible. It is used twice by Solomon and once by his great-grandfather Boaz. It is all in the description of his bride-to-be Ruth. The word virtue is only found in 5 different locations in the scripture. It is used on 2 different occasions in the Gospels. And both times that virtue was used in the Gospels, it is a place where healing went forth and supernatural things happened. When a woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus' garment, Jesus stopped and said, "Who touched me? For I perceive that virtue has went out from him." The glorious, powerful, warrior-like virtue of God that emanated from God, amen, from Jesus Christ, is the very thing that defeated the terminal illness that hung on to that woman for years and years and years. I'm telling you, God is waiting for a warrior that might have to crawl to touch the hem of his garment. And that virtuous woman, when she steps into that warrior-like faith, can bring healing to her family, can break generational curses, can break years of dominion and sickness. Who can find a virtuous woman?
This whole multitude sought to touch him, but there was something that flowed out of him when this little warrior touched him. When this little warrior said, I don't have to touch his head, and I don't even have to have him to touch me, but if I can touch him. Listen, we got it confused. We want to serve God so he can touch us. But I wonder what would happen if we'd start serving him, that we could touch him. I must touch Jesus because cancer leaves. Crippled limbs are straightened. The powers of hell are defeated. When I touch Jesus, it is the power of virtue. It is flowing from a virtuous church, a virtuous woman.
Virtue that'll fight hell for the salvation of your children. Virtue that'll say, not in my house. This home is dedicated to the Lord. And on this Mother's Day of 2022, I rise to ask you, can God find a virtuous woman? Can God find virtue in his church on 2022? Can he find it right now? Can he find some warriors that'll say, not on my children? Devil, take your hands off of my husband. Get your hands out of my marriage. Quit meddling with my children's. Can he find a virtuous woman that'll say, I command the mental attack against my children's emotions to be broken. I command anxiety to leave my family alone. I command fear and anxiety. Can he find that virtuous woman?
Is there a warrior? Is there a warrior here? Is there a heroic warrior-like lady that is full of courage and full of valor? Is there a woman who will fight for what God has promised you? A woman that'll stand their ground and not give the devil 1 inch in their family. I'm telling you, we have got to understand there is a taboo subject in the apostolic church in this generation, and that is mental sickness and mental illness and real battles of anxiety and depression. Can I tell you, they can give you every clinical definition they want to, but it is a spirit from hell that would try to attack our children. Everything gives us anxiety. If the phone's not working right, if there's trouble in the marriage, if there's trouble in the home, there's trouble in the finances, there becomes this anxiety attack and this mental attack. But God said, I have got some virtuous women that can arise in a warrior-like faith, in a warrior-like faith, and they can take dominion over the attack on their children, dominion over the attack on their grandchildren. Come on, is there a warrior that'll say, sin cannot have my kids anymore? The world cannot possess my children anymore. I take them back in the name of Jesus. I take them back in the name that's above every name. I plead the blood of Jesus. Let a warrior arise in this house. Come on, somebody praise him. Come on, mama. Are you bold enough to lay your hand on him right now? Are you bold enough to lay your hand on that child and say, not in my house, not in my house. I take power and dominion. I take authority right now. I'm going to be virtuous. I'm going to let the healing virtue of God flow through me in the name of Jesus. God, I feel the spirit of release right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Throughout all of Scripture, we find virtuous women. It was a virtuous woman, a heroic warrior-like woman named Jochebed, who took her son Moses. And when Pharaoh's armies had been commanded to slay every man-child of the Hebrews, who found the courage and the faith to place her son in a basket and let him float down the Nile, trusting God for the outcome. Even after she was asked by Pharaoh's daughter to be the child's nurse, after he was retrieved from the waters, she hid her true identity as Moses' birth mother. But every day, that virtuous mother told her baby boy, you are not an Egyptian. You are a Hebrew. And there's some things that we've got to do in 2022. We got to tell our children, you are not an Egyptian. You are not going to do the things that Egypt does. You are not going to partake in the dressing styles of Egypt. You are not going to partake in the same apps that Egypt partakes in. I wish I had a witness in this house that said, I know everybody at school's doing it, but you are not an Egyptian. You are a Hebrew. You belong to God. Come on, virtuous woman. You weren't called to be their friend. You were called to be their parent. Tell them you're not an Egyptian.
I can hear Moses. But mama, all the other kids are doing it. All the other kids are wearing those Air Egyptians. All the other kids are going to the dance. All of the other kids are playing the game. All of it. But she said, I come to tell you something, son. You're not an Egyptian. You're not like all the other kids. But you've been bought with a price. You've been purchased with a price that is far greater than rubies. It's far greater than silver or gold. But you've been bought by the blood of the Lamb. And you can't walk like an Egyptian. You can't talk like an Egyptian.
It was a faith-filled, virtuous, heroic warrior of a woman named Deborah who said, if there's not a man that can be found to defend Israel against the enemies, I'll go to battle. As she picked up a tambourine. Haresotoya. At home, I've got a tambourine of a Deborah. Sister Kay Miller was the first person that I had to bury when I began to pastor. But we would have them services when hell was trying to defeat us. And Sister Kay always set off by herself. And she'd get that tambourine out. And she began to shake that tambourine. And it seemed like the spirits of hell would begin to quake. As Deborah sat over there saying, I know it may not be on beat. And I know it might drive the other musicians crazy. But there was something in that tambourine that Sister Kay had. She said, I'm going to fight hell tonight. And they asked me when Sister Kay died. They said, is there anything you want, Pastor? I said, I want that tambourine. Because we won some battles. Because of the heroic warrior that raised up. I've come to tell somebody right now, you need to decide it's not happening to my family. I'm not going to be another statistic. I'm not going to die by another generational curse. But I'm going to go to battle. I'm going to fight. If your husband's a coward, then you need to step up and go to battle, Deborah.
Though she would live the first part of her life as a prostitute. Hebrews 11 calls this next woman a great woman of faith. It was a virtuous woman, a courageous woman, full of valor by the name of Rahab, that gave quarters and a hiding place to the spies of Israel. And as she hung that scarlet cord out of the window of her home, she testified that she would believe in and she would live by the words of the Lord in a pagan society around her. She testified, I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. Well, won't we all agree that it was a virtuous woman, a heroic warrior-like woman that listened one afternoon to the message of the angel. And he said, thou art highly favored. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus.
He said, for you to understand this, he said, I commend you for your unpretentious faith. But he would go on to say, but I know why you have that kind of faith. I know how that faith got there, because it was first in your grandmother. Your grandmother Lois had it first. And then your mother Eunice had it, Timothy. Virtuous, heroic, warrior-like, full of valor, spiritual dominion and authority. I know that it seems like I'm just preaching to the ladies today. But I want you to understand something. We have got to have that virtue back in today's church, lest we fall away by the wayside. We don't have time to not have it in our services. It's too close to the coming of the Lord. I've heard the expression all of my life that hell knows no fury like a woman scorned. And I would like to change that hell hath seen no fury like a virtuous, heroic warrior like woman who bows her knees to prayer, who will lift her voice up in faith, who will exercise power and dominion over Satan, and who is not afraid of his kingdom. Hell has never seen what would happen if virtuous women would know the role that God has placed them in, and they would walk. Can I ask you, who can find a virtuous woman? I would have given anything to call my precious mother today. And I don't say it just because it was my mother, but my mother understood virtue. She stood in the gate and watched her husband excel. Mom never sung. She never played an instrument. She was never involved up front. She never done all the things that put her in the limelight. But she was completely pleased to be the prayer warrior behind the scene. She was completely pleased to know the spot that God had called her to do. And many times when Dad was caught up with the job of pastoring, many times Mom would walk in our room and she'd say, "Something's not right in the spirit, boy. And I've come to pray it out of here. I've come to get it out of your life." And my dad would tell me, "Boy, you don't want to be a preacher. There's nothing but pain and hurt in this life. You need to look for a different profession." But my mama would say, "You're not going to look to a sports star as a hero. You're not going to look to some worldly man as a hero." But she'd point us in the direction of some old bishops and some old men of God. And she'd say, "Son, that's your hero. That's your hero." And the reason I passionately preach about a virtuous woman is I can only preach today because I'm the product of a virtuous woman. I'm the product of a woman whose dad was a town drunk and her mom was a prostitute. I'm the product of a woman who's walking down the railroad tracks singing off key at 12 years old. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. And on that railroad track by herself, God filled my mama with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And she broke a generational curse. All of her brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews carried on with the addictions. But my mama said, "Not in my house, not on my children." And today, right now, in three different platforms, there's three young men preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ because mama said, "No, no, no, I'll be a warrior, not in my house, not on my children, not on my babies." God, I almost saw you. Nona Freeman was a 20th century virtuous, heroic warrior. Went to be missionaries in South Africa in 1948. Those were the days before the PIMs and all the stateside support. But there was a man, the story says, in South Africa that said he had $3,000 for them to carry them. Now, $3,000 in 1948 is a lot of money. $3,000 in 2022 is a lot of money. So my wife said she wanted to go someplace expensive for Mother's Day, so we went by Shell. Hallelujah. The Lord's got a sense of humor. He's had me on evangelistic field twice in my 30 years of ministry, and both times gas was $5 a gallon. I don't know what he's up to, but I wish he'd change his mind. $3,000. When they got there, the man was gone and so was the money. Sister Freeman said her husband and her five children from 9 months old, or from 6 months old rather, to 9 years old, found themselves in a foreign land with no home, no food, no job, no money, and nobody to call. But Sister Freeman got on her knees and she said, "God, you sent us to Africa, and you know we're here, and you know why we're here. Now I'm depending on you to provide for us." I heard her personally tell the testimony, talking about it many years later. She said, "It was the greatest thing that could have ever happened to me because it taught me to have faith in God and it taught me to trust God, because before the day was over, a little widow woman come to Sister Freeman and said, 'You don't know me and I don't know you, but the Lord just told me to invite you to live at my house.'" Who can find a virtuous woman? The countless miracles. Time would not tell us and allow us to tell every miracle that the Freeman's seen. Before that day, God supplied the need. And that little lady said, God told me to tell you that when you live with me, you take care of what he sent you here to do, and I'll take care of making sure your family is fed. Spiritual darkness ruled Africa, but God sent a virtuous woman there. And in the midst of the devil's playground, God sent miracles because of a virtuous, warrior-like woman of faith. She told the story of watching dark shadow figures walk into their home and hover over their child, who immediately became violently ill with dangerous temperatures. She tells that she would point her finger right in the face of that dark shadowy figure and commanded in the name of Jesus to leave until she watched it walk out of their home. And when she would see it walk out of their home, immediately the sickness would leave their child. I'm telling you, it's a virtuous, heroic, warrior-like woman of faith. And I believe that on this Mother's Day, God has ordained this moment. As you stand to your feet with me across this congregation, I believe on this Mother's Day that God has ordained this moment to call forth some virtuous women. To call forth some virtuous women. He's looking for some women who's got courage and you're faith-filled and you're ready to walk to this altar and you're ready to say, not in my house. I'm going to break the yokes on my children. I'm going to break the chains on my children. I'm going to break it on my families. Come on, virtuous women. Come on, declare some things to hell. You cannot have my children. You cannot have my family. You cannot have my husband. You cannot have our finances. But I declare it in the name of Jesus. Come on, men of valor. Would you come in behind these virtuous women and pray the prayer of faith on them right now? Come on, if your wife is at this altar, you ought to have your hands on her right now, saying, God, release her to lead my children. Release her to be virtuous. Release her faith. Release her in the power of the supernatural. Come on, daughters. Come on, daughters. God is going to release you right now.
Me in my house, we're going to be free. As for me in my house,
you're about to step out of your character, out of your comfort zone. And God is going to use you. God's going to release you.
We're going to be free. Yes, as for me. As for me in my house, as for me in
my house,
we're gonna be
free. You are not an Egyptian.
Oh, as for me in my house, as for me in my house, as for me in my house, we're gonna be free. I declare freedom for my family.
Come on, would you declare some things?
I declare freedom,
I declare freedom for my family. I declare freedom for my daughters. I declare it for my sons.
In the name of Jesus. I declare what your word has spoken. No matter what I feel or what I see. I declare every chain is broken. I'm gonna be free. I declare freedom for my family. I declare freedom for my home.
Come on, is there some mamas that'll say that out loud? I declare victory. I declare freedom. I declare joy.
I declare
deliverance.
What your word has spoken. No matter what I feel or what I see. I declare every chain is broken. We're gonna be free. As for me in my house, as for me in my house, as for me in my house, we're gonna be free. As for me in my house, as for me in my house, declare freedom for my family. I declare freedom for my home. I declare freedom for my daughters. I declare freedom for my son. I declare what your word has spoken. No matter what I feel or what I see, I declare every chain is broken. We're gonna be free. I declare freedom for my family. I declare freedom for my home. I declare freedom for my daughters. I declare freedom for my son. I declare what your word has spoken. No matter what I feel or what I see, I declare every chain is broken. We're gonna be free. As for me and my house, as for me and my house, as for me and my house, we're gonna be free. As for me and my house, as for me and my house, as for me and my house, we're gonna be free. Yes, as for me.
Chain is broken. We're gonna be.